Well, good morning. Merry Christmas. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text is taken from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 15 and 16 will serve as our text this morning. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The Bible, in another place, speaks of a certain country just outside the land of Israel. The country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. Picture this place in your mind's eye. Many of you lived here a very long time and know it well. Some of you have vacationed there at a point in your life. And you know now, as you recall, it was a vacation from hell. Many there prefer to live in the tombs with the dead, preferring darkness to light, lest their deeds should be exposed. There was a thriving business keeping swine there, feeding that which is dirty and unclean. A picture of the man feeding his sin nature. Now the natives of the land were not without company. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. He would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, yet no one gave him anything. This man was down and out. He was in great need. But the world had no compassion on him. It had nothing to offer him. The passing pleasures of sin had passed him by, leaving him empty, poor, and hopeless. Things look gloomy, hopeless. Slavery to sin in this life. And then death. And then what? Where do we go from here? And so, here we sit by the fire, ourselves, our prodigal friend, who we may be able to relate to on some level, Nabal, Lot and his wife, Mary, and a gentleman named Rafe. But as luck, some people call that divine providence, would have it, a certain gentleman named Isaiah has come to us with the message from God. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. As when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. And the only sensible thing to do, we have decided, is to leave that country in search of a better heavenly country. And I suppose that's why each one of us is here this morning. But Nabal, whose name means fool, is staying. He's doing quite well in the world. Money is his God. and he has succumbed to the materialism of his day. His grounded deed has yielded plentifully. His investments have gone well. And he thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?" He had too much stuff. Anyone have that problem? And so he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. And then whose will those things be which you have provided?' So is he who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God." And so, having received this instruction from Nabal the fool, we all leave quickly. No looking back. We, our prodigal friend, Mary, Rafe, and Lot, are looking forward only. But his wife looked back behind him. Behind her, excuse me, longing for those things of the world, those things that she used to do back in the day, the shenanigans, the priorities that she once had, and she became a pillar of salt. Now, having made careful inquiry, we learn that Jesus Christ, God with us, Emmanuel, Savior, Messiah, King, was not to be born in Galilee, but he was to be born in Bethlehem in Judea, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to a city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house in the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so he traveled south from Galilee, through Samaria to Judea. Priests and Levites are hurrying south on this road. Behold, an injured man, but someone is already helping him, giving us an example. And he has told us this story in the third person, that as he journeyed, he came where this man was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. So friends, we learn that we ought not to be too busy coming from the far country, from Galilee, on our way through Samaria to Bethlehem this Christmas, to give aid to one in need, of whatever sort it may be, not only material, but mental, emotional, and above all, spiritual. Surely on the next day, the Lord shall get him to Christmas. For such compassion is its spirit. Mary has shared with us her seven demons. We all have things that we are ashamed of. We all have our demons from the past. But thank God that Isaiah has now caught up with us again, speaking forth the word of the Lord. "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." You're going to remember them, but the Lord's not when the day comes. And so, having confessed them, we are free indeed to live in peace and goodwill after Christ's manner, not looking back, but looking forward. And we're freed up in the present. to praise him and to worship him. As we read in the book of Romans, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And so now it is late, and we've somehow wandered from the main road, from Galilee, through Samaria, into Judea, past Jerusalem, towards Bethlehem. And we're in the common lands of Bethlehem, in a field. And there are some shepherds and a light. That light is the star which certain magi have seen in the east. It is not any ordinary star. It's not Halley's Comet. It's not any of these things. It is the unique star of the Christ. It is a star which comes to rest over a certain place at a certain time, and yet even returns there to be our guiding light. It is the Shekinah glory of God, the star of Christ, the newborn King. And there we have seen one departing from our party, our friend Rafe. We were kind of wondering about him. He was an odd fellow. But now, he's with the company of angels, a ministering spirit to those who will inherit salvation. And we realize that we have entertained angels unawares. And the song booms forth. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so, I don't know about you, but I'm all in this Christmas. God has sent his son Jesus to save us from our sins. He offers us peace and goodwill, something that the world knows nothing of. And he offers you, friend, a place in heaven. If you will believe in faith and truth, that you are indeed a sinner, fallen short of the glory of God, and that God demonstrated his love for you 2,000 years ago by sending his son Jesus down to be born as a babe, lowly, in a stable in a little town of Bethlehem. He came into the world to die, to pay the penalty for your sins, that we might come into the world in order to live and receive eternal life with him who guarantees us by his resurrection. Why, friends, would any of us want to live as the fool lives, as Nabal, or as Lot's wife, constantly looking back over her shoulder for the good old days? In this life, we may not have too many more good old days, but as the song goes, these are the good old days for those who found peace with God through Jesus Christ. And what's left in the road forward is still greater. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessed promises. We thank you for this time of Christmas. And Lord, we ask that through the aid of your Holy Spirit, that we might be reset. If there's anything in our thinking, anything in our priorities, if there are any anxieties or worries that are holding us back from keeping it simple and receiving the simple message of Jesus Christ this Christmas season. Lord, we call these things what they are. We call them sin. Falling short of the glory and impeding our communion with you. And we confess them at this time. Lord, may we be found considering the journey and the blessings at the end of the road that we find through knowing God our Savior. May our focus be there and there alone. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.